أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. نويت الأربعين، نويت الاعتكاف، نويت الخلوة، نويت العزلة، نويت الرياضة، نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد. Everything, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بس بالله سيدي ملل. Always we have to ask support from the main source. When you have electricity in your in the room, if you don't plug the wire, if you don't plug it, you don't get electricity. You need to plug. That is not the main source. This electricity is our small lamps. They give light. The main source comes from the main station. So main station can be described in two ways. I'm going to describe it. One way is that those awliyaullah whom they have inherited the main pipe, the main line, the main source of knowledge from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Prophet passed it to his sahaba and sahaba passed it to awliyaullah, and reaching through a chain of from one wali to another wali, this kind of a chain. So the main source is your sheikh, but your sheikh, his main source is his sheikh. And his sheikh, the main source, is his sheikh up to reach Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He is the main source. He is the whole, the rest, they are part. No one can be whole, only Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He has the whole knowledge. What Allah gave to him is the whole, the perfect moon. After moon comes to its perfection, to become night of 15, full moon, there is no more perfection, it will begin to drop. So the highest is where it is full moon. So the full moon is prophets that he gives to awliya Allah. And every wali is a full moon in his time. Every wali is a full moon. A full moon according to the time he is living in it. When he passed that time, the wali that comes after is a full moon to his time. Because from time to time, tajalli changes, bless manifestation changes, knowledge changes, increase, or some of this knowledge being kept secret, or people changes. So in every time of a wali, he has to be a full moon. Prophet keeps giving him until he becomes that wali full, a full moon. Then he reached the people through his representatives. His representatives are like lamps, not more. They take they put their plug, they take. And depend on their wires. If the wire is thick, can take more energy, more light, more knowledge. If the wire is very small, they have to give him a lamp of, might be 1 ampere. You know 1 ampere?
What?
1 watt. 2 watts. 3 watts. 5 watts. If you put more, it burns. The wire will burn completely. So some representative might have 100 ampere, 500 ampere, spotlight. They might have a huge light. They might shine like sun, even, than some representatives. It depends how much that person is being progressing, and not only that, it is important to know that whom you might have thousands of murid to the Sheikh, but all of them might not interest him. Might be 1 or 2 or 3 or 5 might interest him. Because Allah picks up, Allah has already assigned whom, who are going to be the strong, the favored, the honored one. And that is not coming by kasb, it's coming by wahban, not kasban, wahban, you understand?
Yeah, gift.
It comes by a gift from Allah, by a favor, it's not by your progress. That's why wilaya is not something that you take it by force. It is not something that you look today, you have a country and you have ambassadors for this country all over, is not? In every country in the world. And after you be an ambassador, representative of your country, then they might, lay you out. They might fire you. Can you do anything? So finish. I wanted you to that period of time, 4 years, 3 years, and you know, I don't need you. Because there was wisdom to use you for 4 years, 3 years, 5 years to spread to a certain level a message, and that's your job, that's finished. But there are others to the same Shaykh that they are so important that have been assigned by the will that comes from heaven to Prophet, Prophet to the Wali, Wali to those who are really in that position. In any case, we are not going to go deep into that subject, but it is going to be like these slides. It depends on your wire, how thick is it that you can plug it to the main source. If you have good, strong wire, you can get 100 watt, 200, 500 spotlight, or you can get 1 watt, 2 watt, 3 watts. And you understand what that means. So that means that the important, like a tree, there is the trunk, and then there is branches coming out. Is that? Mm-hmm. And sometimes you have very thick branches coming out. Mm-hmm. And from these thick branches you can have some very tiny branches. Mm-hmm. Any wind comes, break these tiny ones and throw them. Mm-hmm. They cannot resist the wind. because they cannot resist their ego, their desires. So awliyaullah have some khulafa that they are branches, strong branches from the trunk. On them there are the deputies or representatives, whatever they call themselves, representative or deputies, other than Khalifa, they are like branches. Anytime they break out and their job is finished. Not more anymore. Or in the time of like this time, the engineer, agriculture engineer, comes to prune the trees. What he does? He cut these small thin branches. He doesn't need them. It's gone. Their job is finished. Cut them. He keep the big one. Khalifa is the big one. Khalifa of a wali is a big one. Awliya Allah, they have Khalifa. They have Khalifas. Can have two. They can have three. They can have whatever. But representatives and deputies are these pruned ones. You don't know at what time they come and cut off. Finish. It's gone. He might still there because the branch, when you cut it, you throw it to become what?
Fertilizer.
So you keep it there, run on the side, it's no problem. It become slowly, you don't see it anymore. But the main branch coming from the trunk is the sheikh. The main trunk. And then the Khalifa is the one that has that thick branch that resists like a pine tree. Doesn't move. Summer is green, winter is green. Khalifas are like that. Summer green, winter's green. That's why Sheikh accept them as Khalifa. And these Khalifa are being assigned helpers to the Sheikh from Yawm al-Astub Rabbikum Qalu Bala, from the Day of Promises. Not any time they can be assigned. No, they are assigned already. So this is one interpretation. The other one is what Awliya Allah, they say that, which is very important for everyone, is that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam came to show us the way. He planted the huge tree of Islam. That tree has a trunk, and then it has all these branches. So in the trunk is his Sharia, and from Sharia came 500 ma'murat, obligations. Means ma'murat, those who been ordered to do the good amal that we have to do. They are 500 according to Awliya Allah. They counted them. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, and Mawlana Sheikh Nazim counted them. There are 500 what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam assigned and said to Sahaba that they have to perform from different kind of Sharia. There are 500 that things that we have to do, obligations, including Nawafil, including all the extra things that Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned. And there are 800 forbidden. These forbidden, they are like weeds. They grow on the branches wild. If you don't cut them, they will kill the tree. Is that?
Suffocate.
It suffocates the tree. So these 800 forbiddens, we have to cut them one after one. The duty of the sheikh is to cut these from his follow, from his murids, to cut them. And not the sheikh has to cut them by his hand. The sheikh is give you the scissors and say to you, this is the scissors, you go cut what you know from them. Now if you are clever, you might come to 800. You know them all. If you are not clever, you might cut 100. Still you will be, they try to suffocate you, shock you. You might cut 200, 300, 400, 500. As much as you are cutting, as much as Allah opening for you. And as much as you are pruning, as much as you are getting branches, 500 obligations that they have fruits. Sometimes you have a branch, but it's wild from a tree. What they do grafting. Awliya Allah, they like to graft their followers. But one of them, as much as you are trying to graft him, he doesn't graft well. Always trying to graft him, by Maulana's permission. I graft him, but running away. But one day will be chained from his feet. Yeah, wait. One day is coming for him. Nice day. So these 500 obligations, opposite to them 800 forbiddens. 800 forbiddens are like weeds that they come on the branches to kill them, to kill the tree. So you have to cut them. Obligations, the sheikh, when you are cutting the weeds, he will graft you for getting your obligations out. The most important is to cut what? The forbiddens. It's not the obligations only. Obligations we have to do them. But most important is the forbiddens. Is when you see something wrong and you stop doing it. Is that? It's more difficult than go and pray four prayers or five prayers. People, easy for them to pray five prayers, even they pray Fajr, because many they don't pray Fajr even. But let us say they, all of them, they are good Muslim and they pray the five prayers. But very difficult to stop doing whatever your desires asking you. That is the most difficult. When the ego jump on you, and make you to take you to forbiddens. There, if you stop, that's when Allah Subhanahu wa Taala happy with you. Grand Sheikh always he was so like fountains of knowledge coming, and like and Maulana Sheikh Nazir for sure he is there carrying the secret, but I'm giving that example because I used to hear it a lot from him. He used to say that if you stop doing one forbidden, to Allah is so happy more than you are doing the 500 obligations. Although you have to do the 500 obligations, although you have to pray your prayers, you have to do your fasting, you have to do your charity, your hajj, and all other things that comes with it, Allah is happy with you when you are doing this. But He is more happy when you stop one to do a sin. That's where he is more happy. When to stop doing something that they don't like. One time I was there and he said, "Oh my son, one forbidden to stop is rewarded like ibadatul saqalain, like worshipness of jinn and ins, to stop one forbidden. When you are reaching the maximum to the final points that you are going to commit it and you stop, they are more happy, they are very happy. You will be rewarded like ibadatul saqalain." How many people today, they are approaching to go to do their sin, a major sin we are speaking, not a very small one that sometimes people, it's difficult to stop it, but we are speaking the main one, the al-kaba'ir, not al-saghair. When you stop, Allah will reward you as if you have worshipped the worshipness of jinn and ins will be given to you in your account. What we need better than that? Islam, mashallah, is so huge. Mercy is so, Allah's mercy is so big. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy is covering everyone, but he is asking to do little bit. That's why in the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that Prophet, it's a holy hadith, that means revealed to him from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that if my servant approaches me one hand, I approaches him one arm. If he approaches me one, if he comes to me walking, I come to him running. So what does that mean? Means show the first step, I will give you the 99 step from my side, from my rewards. So that's why awliyaullah, they insist from their sources, the main source that coming from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is like a tree, like the main source of electricity, like main source of knowledge, is that there are 800 forbiddens, there are 500 obligations. And according to how much you eliminate from for the forbiddens, you will be rewarded. How much you will be doing from the 500 obligations, you will be rewarded. On both sides you are rewarded if you, one, you eliminate it from you, the first, the other one, the obligations, you do it. And he said that the 800 forbiddens are by themselves also, you can describe them as a devil tree, that all devils live on it. And the symbol or the name of that tree, the shajarat al-forbidden, the tree of the forbiddens, comes from a big trunk that it is the major element for the 800 forbidden is ghadab, anger. Look how we can see that anger is the main problem, is the tree of devils, is anger. Why? Because very simple example, when Allah ordered angels to make sajda for Adam, they made sajda except the one who was angry. He was angry. Iblis was angry. He said, "How am I going to seek sajda? You created me from fire, you created him from clay. أنا خير من خلقتني النار وخلقتك كرأس.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ قال ربك للملائكة اسجدوا لآدم فسجدوا إلا إبليس أبى قال ما منعك ألا تسجد إذ أمرتك قال أنا خير منه خلقتني من نار وخلقته من طين.
Allah said to him, why you didn't make sajda? He's angry. I'm angry. I'm better than him. You created me from fire. You created him from mud, from clay. I'm better than him. So what is the tree? He was showing? He was showing two, the shell and the nut. The shell is the anger. The nut inside is the arrogance. I am better. I am better. So, today, well, not today, in every time, we are like a shell. Outside the shell is the anger. Inside, the fruit of that anger is what?
Arrogance.
Anger comes from arrogance, and arrogance comes from anger. Both don't stand equal to each other. That's why people send you messages or send you emails. Can read all these emails and you see how much they are full of arrogance. I am the son of this. I am the. My father was this. My mother was this. I am related to this. I am related to that. That is what?
Arrogance.
But you are related. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who went to Isra and Mi'raj, reached the seventh heaven, reached Kaaba Qawsayni aw Adna, came back and he said, Ya Rabbi, I am only a human being. He didn't say, I am the grandson of this one or the son of that one or the follower of that one or that one or that one. He said, قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. I am only a human being like you. That is humbleness, no arrogance. Those who title themselves and give themselves names are arrogant people. They are going to be pruned. I don't want to say they will get upset with me every time. Those who are, they know themselves. Those who think themselves they are something and they are representing someone and they speak about themselves highly, they are going to be pruned. Me and everyone, if we are going to be arrogant, we are pruned and thrown away. We have to be humble, hiding our titles, hiding ourselves, not saying anything. This is teaching. I am obliged to say these things because this is what note of Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless him, bless his soul. It was a Sunday, 31st May, 1393 means around 40 years ago. Less little bit. From that time, from his time, and before his time, his sheikh's time, and his sheikh time, and his sheikh, other sheikh, and other sheikh, they teach their followers, be humble. Don't put title in front of your names. Today you can see these many titles, beginning on their names and end of their name. We can understand when these professors or doctors or lawyers, they put titles. But you, normal people who you think themselves, you know something about Islamic Sharia, you begin to put titles all over your names. For what? Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Kul innama ana basharun mithlukum." I am only a human being like you.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Kul innama ana basharun mithlukum yuha ilayya annama ilahukum ilahun wahid. فمن كان يرجو لقاء ربه فليعمل عملا صالحا ولا يشرك بعبادة ربه أحدا.
Say, I am only a human being like you. I have only revealed to me different from you. Although Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he is saying this out of humbleness. He is saying this shying from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, although Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave him to be the seals of messenger, he is the, for him Allah created the creation. And what he said, I'm humble. He said, I'm happy when Allah called me abd. These people, they are not happy when you call them abd. They want to be sheikh, they want to be sayyid, they want to be khalifa, they want to be representative, they want to be deputy. Deputies of whom? If they are so arrogant like that, might be then their deputies of devils or representative of devils. All Mawlana's representatives, may Allah give them happy life, and
Ameen.
They have to know that it is difficult to be plugged in if they are not going to be humble. We have to be, all of us, we have to lower ourselves, humiliate ourselves, in order to be, take away that anger and that arrogance from our hearts, in order to be in front of the Shaykh and in far away from the Shaykh, because he's seeing us to be humble, no need anything else. I'm sorry to say that, but we have to say it. So, O Muslim brother and sister, O Naqshbandi Sufi student or representative of Mawlana Shaykh, may Allah give you long life.
Ameen.
And happy life.
Ameen.
Or representative, have good hearts, because if they don't have good hearts, Mawlana will not assign them. They have good hearts, but we have to be all of them, they have to be united. They have to be on one heart. They must work together. They must speak together. They must take arrogance from their hearts. They must take anger from their hearts. I know many that they are still falling into the trap of desires, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us from our bad desires and not to let shaitan to play with us by committing sins. May Allah forgive us and forgive you all, and those who are on the internet, and those who are going to listen to this Sahba, and we ask Allah to give our Shaykh long life.
Amen.
Mawlana Shaykh Nazim, bi hurmat al habib, bi hurmat al fatih. Khan, and bring take her place. Help him, he cannot bring it along.